The Hellhole, week of February 11th, by Seattle DSA, February 15th, 2019. Seattle Hellhole, the only walls we build should be for housing everyone. Democrats, Republicans, giving Trump billions emergency or not. People are pretending that sarcastic claps at the State of the Union signal resistance to Trump's agenda, but Democrats in Congress are folding on a tentative deal to keep the government open. The key to it is handing billions over for parts of the wall, euphemistically a, quote, fence, end quote, or, quote, steel slats, end quote, or what have you. Though not a wall, the fence is still a stark and symbolic construct. Imagine images of road razor wire dividing a town in Nogales, Arizona. Expansion of the surveillance state, and even ICE handing children over to traffickers, is now the norm. What can each of us do? That which seems insurmountable federally can be fought locally. The Washington Immigrant Solidarity Network is advocating for the Keep Washington Working Act. You can learn more and participate by clicking on the links inside of this article. It would help make sanctuary status a part of the law that's not subject to the whims of executive order, while preventing state agencies from making lists of people based on protected class. While you're at it, call your state senators to support SB 5438, which had a hearing February 14th in the Committee on Labor and Commerce. The bill is advocated for by immigrant-led workplaces and political activists like Community to Community. It would put more local oversight on the working conditions for migrant farmers, like Ernesto Silva Ibarra, who died after working in a Sumas berry farm in 2017. It underscores why we can't separate justice and sustainability in food production. The conditions of the food supply and workers harvesting the food are linked. There is no economic justice without racial justice. Out-of-touch Mayor Durkin jokes about staying warm during record unhoused deaths, record sweeps. In a since-deleted tweet, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin's office joked to, quote, stay warm, end quote, this week, with a gif of a family huddled together in Snuggies, TM, joking around a campfire. The tweet was a bad look, when in reality the deaths of our unhoused neighbors hit new records. Embedded tweet from P. Chapman. Peak, hashtag Seattle Liberal. Mayor Jenny's office tweets, stay warm, using a gif of rich white dorks with a tent while not providing adequate shelter for thousands of people, forcing many to resort to tents, which she then destroys. It's a winter of despair. So many in Seattle are a single missed paycheck or medical emergency away from eviction, for as little as $10 per crosscut. Mayor Durkin's barbaric camp clearings doubled in 2018, under the guise of, quote, humanitarian, end quote, sweeps. And a recent city audit found systematic failures that fell below United Nations human rights standards regarding water and toilet access. There are just 6 public toilets open at night, compared to the required 224 for a city of Seattle's size. Durkin has avoided or quashed real solutions to the crisis, including dedicated funding for housing through marginal capital gains taxes and taxes on large businesses. She's deliberately avoided solutions that would affect people of her class, wealthy, white, property owners with capital. At this point, Mayor Durkin is waging a class war on our unhoused neighbors. Reminder, Mayor Durkin and County Executive Dow Constantine still collaborating to cage kids. With the ongoing atrocities against the unhoused, it's hard to imagine how Seattle area leaders could sink to new lows. But they're still working hand in hand to complete a youth jail on stolen land. What goes unsaid is how deeply racist the collaboration between Mayor Durkin and Executive Constantine is. Per 2017 county juvenile jail statistics, and summarized by Nikita Oliver, embedded Facebook post from Nikita K.O. Oliver. In January to June of 2017, 75% of the cases filed by the prosecutor's office involved youth of color, and over 80% of youth detained in King County are youth of color. Hashtag no new youth jail, hashtag love the youth, hashtag hate the jail. Yikes. The power structures that profit from, exploit, and drive systemic racism live on in Seattle, and the mayor and county executive perpetuate them. They differ from Trump in how they talk and how aggressively they pursue it, but both sets are dedicated to caging children of color. They should listen to their constituents. Embedded tweet from Dean Spade. Seattle got together and made so many beautiful Valentines for our county judges, and at KC Exec to remind them that it is time to hashtag stop caging our kids. Come to a press conference and rally today at noon at the youth jail at 12th and Alder. Hashtag no new youth jail. Don't be fooled. Bezos and Trump prove solidarity exists among billionaires. From the sound of editorial class, one could easily mistake the National Enquirer scandal involving Bezos' alleged nude selfies as some revenge from Trump, who has attacked Amazon via Twitter. In practice, their relationship is as healthy as ever. Amazon paid $0 in federal income taxes. Again. Like the beefs between two heels in pro wrestling, they take turns hyping each other up to their supporters. What's underappreciated is that billionaires know what class they belong to. They're organized. Billionaire landlords and billionaire tech lords are birds of a feather. They have billions of workers to exploit for those billions they stole. From raw resources pillaged near Lake Malo to suicide net factories in Shenzhen, billionaires understand what it takes to look after one another. Amazon, despite Trump's tweets, earns lucrative CIA contracts and builds the tools that power ICE. Bezos can donate a pittance toward immigration justice, but profit that amount many times over by helping to spy on immigrants en masse. Amazon is also pulling out of New York City and dropping $3 billion on subsidies over the fear that it might have to cede to residents' demand for union labor. Embedded tweet from Lydia DePillis. Did Amazon's NYC deal fall apart because Jeff Bezos couldn't bear the thought of conceding anything to unions, which his team was negotiating as recently as yesterday, according to @JoshSchidelson. And Amazon took that opportunity to complete the, quote, capital strike, end quote, they threatened during last year's head tax debate. Embedded tweet from Robert Cruickshank. Amazon threatened to stop growth in Seattle unless city council repealed corporate tax that would have funded affordable housing and homelessness services. Council caved, and Amazon still says they're capping growth. The lesson is clear. Never, ever give into a corporate threat on taxes. Your boss is organized. Your landlord is organized. Are you? You can be. Layoffs are taking the fun out of fun. Activision Blizzard amassed record revenue and stole the labor produced from thousands of employees as profit. 800 of those employees were just laid off. There were even reports of employees crying as they arrived to work each day, wondering when the shoe would drop. Embedded tweet from Jason Schreier. As they brace for today's layoffs, Blizzard employees are crying and hugging in the parking lot, according to a person there. Still no official word from the company, but people in publishing and esports are expecting big cuts. Earnings is at 5 p.m. ET, news should be around then. Similarly, Electronic Arts practiced wage theft via unpaid overtime. It's a practice that's propagandized by the industry bosses as the norm, and in a workplace culture rife with sexual harassment, gender divisions of labor, unequal pay, toxic customers, it makes for an oftentimes shitty job. It's time for workers to organize against crunch culture and abuses against gender and racial minorities in the industry. Screenshot of Star Wars featuring actor Harrison Ford stating, "No reward is worth this." Longtime industry veteran Chris Avlone has been especially outspoken on crunch and overtime violations by employers, as in this thread with numerous game dev horror stories on the demise of one's personal life to make games. Embedded tweet from Chris Avlone. Icewind Dale 2, based on the questionable design requests, did this to all of our Black Isle Studios programmers. Sad smiley face. Article embedded in the tweet, Double Fine's Tim Schafer. Does your dream job have to cost your personal life? Good news. Illinois passes $15 minimum wage. SeaTac and Seattle were the first in the nation to pass $15. Now Illinois becomes the fifth state in the country to do the same. Isn't it time Washington State followed suit? Note, the Seattle hellhole represents the views of its writers and does not represent official positions of the Seattle DSA at large. Its writers are a collective, working on independent pieces, editing, and designing to deliver each week. If you want to volunteer, join us at WGComsDesign on Slack or email communications@seattledsa.org.